There was two meetings. The first one with myself, Dara Bryan, his personnel from the Department of Housing, and then the second one was actually with Donegal County Council, representation from the executive and also councillors, again with the minister and personnel from the Department of Housing. So there effectively were two meetings. My meeting was probably about 20-25 meetings, and then the meeting went on with the council, which I think was longer. I have been waiting on this evening to try and get information from the council. I believe there is a press release that's going to be issued, hopefully still tonight, but effectively I've just been waiting on it to see if I'd get a more clear and full picture to give everybody the most accurate information I can. But it's not out yet, so I'm going to give you the take that I can give you with regard to the meeting that I had with Dara Bryan and the Department of Housing. So effectively, first part of the meeting was just to lay out very, very plainly, very unvarnished, the truth and reality of why we are where we are. Everybody is so familiar with this very, very unfortunate saga. People left in houses they really shouldn't be in. The frustration with the delays of the scheme. People left with monies outstanding. I mean, the list goes on, obviously, but the key focus at the moment is with particular regard to those who are living in really, really unsafe homes. So that was the first part. And then it really was to try and progress things from where we are now. And that was just taking a very practical solution and action-based approach. So to lay out to the department, to the minister, in terms of what needs to happen to get us out of this negative situation that we find ourselves in at the minute. So there were five key points. The first one being that those families need emergency alternative accommodation, as in they need a house, and they need a house that works for them, and it's obviously in the right vicinity with regard to work and schools, and so they can actually function in their life. Not sure where that one's gonna go, to be honest. Asked also that that is implemented this side of Christmas, given the urgency of those families' situation. Waiting on a response for that for definite. The second thing was the release of the storage and accommodation allowance. So that also would give those families in their, very severe situations options with regard to house rentals if they can find one, conversion of garages, mobile homes, whatever would work for them, to be able to spend the money on whatever is appropriate. But again, more pathways forward. The vibe I'm getting on that is that there is a willingness to do it. However, they still don't have a mechanic. So in terms of here today to say, yes, it's happening, I can't give you that assurance right now because they can't give me the assurance of that. But there seems to be a willingness to go down that path. And I think work is going on to actually try and find a way forward on that. But again, we need very, very definite solutions to where we are now. We can't be left hanging. The third thing was to make sure that those applications, especially with the severely affected homeowners, are fast tracked through. So get them through this process as fast as possible, so that they can exit those homes and they can start to look forward to rebuilding their home. That I think is doable in conjunction with Donegal County Council. Again, the details have to be finalised, but in principle, there was receptiveness to it, and I think that is tangible. The next one is the release of engineers' fees, test fees, 6-7 grand that the council is still holding on to because applications haven't been processed. Again, there was a receptiveness there with regard to getting those fees refunded prior to Christmas. So all the fees that have been held over since I think about February, those would be looking to be released before Christmas. Again, I need it in writing, but there certainly was, I think, a willingness and an understanding to do that. And then the last one, the fifth one, was with regard to the formulation of a plan that is to be put into place within, the fairly short term. I actually gave a guideline of 3 months. That's when I think we need to see stuff going in. To make sure that we're getting the provision in place, not only for the families who need it now, but obviously for the families who are coming down the line. There's a lot of families who won't be able to avail of the scheme, literally because they have nowhere to live. So the whole scheme will just become constipated if they can't actually go through the different phases. And one of those phases is going to be able to move out and live somewhere else temporarily while all the remediation work goes on. So that's where we left it. In terms of the final one, I think there was more discussions with Donegal County Council, to be honest. I didn't get any definite commitments on that. Like I say, I wasn't party to the discussions with the council, so I can't give you the detail for that. And hopefully there will be guidance with regard to a press release coming out on that one tonight. So that's where we left it. The minister said that he would give me a response on all those issues by the end of the week. So I take that to be Friday. And it was also promised that there would be a follow-up meeting next week with regard to progress and obviously trying to make some of the, you know, intangibles more tangible. So that's where we left it today. And with regard to Donegal County Council, also, with response to the letter that was sent on Monday, I've had an email back to say that they will revert to me with regard to putting a meeting in. So there's a hell of a lot of work there to be done to obviously plough forward with on all these fronts that need to be addressed very, very urgently to get people out of this, you know, really, really unsatisfactory and in some cases very desperate situation. So all I can do is assure you at this stage, I will continue to work as hard as I can, to push as hard as I can, and to get the plans made absolutely definite and in place and hopefully very easy to access and immediate for people.